Praise God. Good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. We're so thankful tonight for the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, he's touching us tonight. And we're thankful that Brother Mark Dunphy is here tonight. And he's going to bring a great word to us. And God's going to bless it. And it's a word just for this house. Amen. And for each one of you. So we're excited about that. And I think what we're going to do tonight is we're going to take up two offerings. So our offering, we're going to go ahead and bring the offering buckets up and just do it during worship. Praise God. And we're just going to bring this offering up. So if you only got one offering, I'm going to ask you to wait tonight and give it to the evangelist. Praise God. And bless the ministry that they have. And for right now, Jeannie, you can bring those up. Hallelujah. And set them out here. And I'm just going to thank God for a good night tonight. And anytime during worship, you can bring your offering up. And God bless you. And let's just get into worship and be thankful for God's touch tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stories that have ruined your faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can't comprehend. And there is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus is you. Jesus is who I've lived. And I've been stories that have proved your faithfulness. And I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There's beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus is you. Jesus is you. Now you've wonder-working God, you've wonder-working God. Oh, miracles I've seen, it's a good mind. You've wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. Oh, miracles I've seen, it's a good mind. It's a good mind. It's a good mind. I can resurrect a man on my own. Just the mention of the name can raise the dead. So all glory to the Holy One.
I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the one.
Super. you love, all the miracles we'll see. It's too good not to believe. It's too good. It's too good to not believe. It's too good. It's too good. It's too good.
Before. Let's sing it.
Something really big, and that first verse just kept playing over in my mind and over in my mind and over in my mind. And thanks to Brother Mark, he's like, is that house close to here? Let's go see it. Can we go see it? So we went and saw the first place that we lived in when we got saved. Like, we lived there unsaved and we got saved. And then we went and saw the second one that God bumped us up to. It was a bump to us. Amen. And God just took me down this lane to remind me that He's always had me. He's always taken care of me. And He always will. And He's not a respecter of persons. And He's done that for me. He'll do it for you. Amen? And He has done it for you. Amen? Sometimes we just got to worship Him because He's good. Let's just worship Him. Let's just sing to Him. Because He's so good. Take this time of just remind yourself of how good He's been to you. Amen? And understand, He's not done yet. But if He was, I don't have any complaints. He's been so good. Amen?
You are awesome in this place.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just thinking of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. He's precious. He's mighty. And he's loving. And he loves each and every one of us. Amen. And he takes us in his hands and he cares for us and he leads our life. Amen. And if we just submit to God, praise God, the blessing of the Lord cannot be denied in our life. Amen? And we see a difference, and we know why we're here, and we know what he's doing for us. Amen? And so tonight, we just want to give him all the praise and all the glory. Praise God. And tonight, we're just so thankful that Brother Dumphy, God's evangelist, praise God, has been able to come, and he's here tonight. And so I want to make sure that I go ahead and release the children, right, to go to children's church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just want to give the mic over as quickly as possible to Brother Dumphy because I know he has a word for us. And I know he's going to pray for us tonight. And he's just going to touch our lives by the power of God. Amen. Amen. So I don't think I'm going to take any more time. I'm going to have him come up. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah, brother. God bless you.
I love you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. I sense the presence of the Lord here. Amen. Everybody can have tomorrow off. Hallelujah. And Monday, too. Hallelujah. Amen. Debbie, come up to the piano, would you? Maybe there's an instrumentalist can help us or a guitar player. Man, they sing good. You sing good. You all sing good. Amen. Isn't that a blessing to have good music? Amen. I didn't hear him sing. I just got religion and I can't sit down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got your mic on there, Debbie? Amen. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm traveling night and day. I'm determined to make heaven there along the way. And when I reach that city, it'll be a wonderful day. Gonna walk right in and make myself at home. I said I'm going and my Savior's going with me. On to glory, I got loved ones. that's waiting for me when I get there. All my troubles will be over. I'm gonna walk right in and make myself at home. Go up on the key, Debbie. Oh, Satan tried to stop me, but I'm going anyhow. I'm determined to make heaven. I'm on my journey now. And when I reach that city and the gates swing open wide, gonna walk right in and make myself at home. I said I'm going and my Savior's going with me. Well, on to glory. I've got loved ones waiting for me. When I get there, all my troubles will be over. I'm gonna walk right in and make myself at home. I said old Satan tried to stop me, but I'm going anyhow. I'm determined to make heaven. I'm on my journey now. That city and the gates swing open wide. Gonna walk right in and make myself at home. I said I'm going and my Savior's going with me. On to glory. I got loved ones waiting for me. When I get there, all my troubles will be over. Gonna walk right in and make myself at home. Amen. I'm gonna walk right in. I'm gonna make myself at home. Amen. How many of you, it's a miracle you're saved tonight? How many of you, it's a miracle you're in church tonight? Amen. It's hard to explain, isn't it? There's something about Jesus that I cannot explain. My heart is filled with the mystery and the glory of His name. I was blinded, was lost, never counting the cost, and He loved me just the same. There's something about Jesus that I cannot explain. I said there's something about Jesus that I, raise your hands while I sing it, cannot explain. My heart is filled with the mystery and the glory of His name. I was blinded, was lost, never counting the cost, and He loved me just the same. There's something about Jesus I cannot explain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Come here, Debbie. I married my high school sweetheart. Amen. And she's a blessing. And we thank the Lord for Debbie. I call her Debbie Doll. Amen. Debaniah is her Hebrew name. Praise God. And we love these folks. We love your pastors. If you don't like them, you probably got the mark of the beast. Praise God. Amen. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. Sweetheart, would you go get them books for me? And we'll be right back after this commercial message. Praise God. Look at this church. Amen. Isn't this wonderful? Look what the Lord has done. Look what Jesus has done. Look what your faith has done. Amen. We always used to build Pentecostal churches on the wrong side of the track. Amen. Right by a cliff or something. Right by a bunch of dead people planted in the ground. But you, God's put you in a large place. Go like this, a large place. You got room to stretch. You got room to go somewhere. Amen. You ever heard of Anna Green Gables? Debbie, one time we went to Prince Edward Island. Debbie was battling an Anna Green Gables addiction. Hallelujah. And we went there. And Green Gables, the house where Lucy Maud Montgomery lived, who wrote Anne of Green Gables, there's a tree right out in the yard that she would look out at. And when no one was looking, I went over that tree and touched it. I'm not a tree hugger, but I touched it. And I said, Jesus, anoint me to write. And all of a sudden, nothing happened. But years later, the Lord began to anoint me to write. And we've written about 9 books. And these books will change your life. That book right there is called Seed and Soil. And if you'll get that book, you'll never be the same. Jesus talked to his disciples and said, I'm going to teach you about seed and soil. And it's in Mark chapter 4. He said, if you don't understand what I teach you about seed and soil, you won't get anything else that I teach. But in that book, have you ever given and not seen? If you have, this book is for you. Enjoy the journey of faith as you learn what Jesus taught his closest friends about seed and soil. You'll learn it's never too late to be blessed. It's not too late. You'll learn how to never have a hard heart. You'll learn simple secrets about soil that Jesus taught. Praise God. This book is called Living in the Land of More Than Enough. The land of more than enough. Have you ever run out of money before you ran out of month? Have you ever wondered why you love God but only have just enough money? If you have, this book is for you. In this book, you'll learn how to let the Lord lead you out of the wilderness of just enough. How to recognize and receive the goodness of God. Keys to renewing your mind to permanently deal with mindsets of unbelief. I don't believe a Christian can be cursed. But I believe there's mindsets that you can get that'll make you think you're cursed. But Jesus breaks them off you. This book will renew your mind. Hallelujah. God has a promised land for you and your whole family that you could never achieve or enter into by yourself. This book is called The Stealing of a Healing. Now, you may have something you believe about healing, and it's your truth. You may believe that God did it to you, that God put it on you to teach you a lesson. That may be your truth, but it doesn't mean it's the truth. In this book, have you ever wondered how to get healed and stay healed? Say, get healed and stay healed. Amen. God's will is supernatural health for you and your whole family. There's a healing revival coming back to the church. I said a healing revival, and it's coming to this church. And this book will teach you how to get right in the middle of it. I want you to meet this guy in this book. He's called the Evangelist. It's a story of two preachers. Sometimes you'll laugh, sometimes you'll cry, sometimes you'll get mad. Has anyone ever read this book here? Get this book, praise God. If you can read, get this book. If you can't read, get this book and have someone read it to you. Hallelujah. The Lord told me he'd give me stories that would impact the body of Christ. Simple Simon. That's what a manor looks like right there. Hallelujah. Simple Simon. You need to get to know him. A simple man who lived in a little place, who only had just one friend, is about to change your whole life. It'll start to happen the very moment you open the pages of this book. Just one service at the humble Pentecostal mission, and you'll never ever be the same. You'll meet two little boys in church. One will change the world, and the other will grow up and work at the town dump. But when you realize how God viewed both of them, you'll look at yourself and other people through heavenly eyes. Want to warn you, though, if you get Simple Simon 1, you're going to be looking for Simple Simon 2. Hallelujah. Amen. There's other books there. See Debbie Dahl after church. And whatever, get whatever you want for books. And give us whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. And if you give something that moves you, when the harvest comes, it'll move you when it comes back. Now in Maine, we have men. I don't know if there's any men like this in Ohio, but they don't care what the house looks like as long as the garage is big. Hallelujah. And they get thousands of dollars of tools. Thousands of dollars of wrenches, and that's good, but they don't own two or three Christian books. Get some books and underline them and prayerfully read them, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And you do whatever God tells you to do, and we will believe Jesus to bless you, and we want to get these words that Jesus gave to us out. Amen. Debbie can take a credit card. You can check whatever God speaks to you. Thank you, sweetheart. Amen. Pastor, I love you. I believe in you. Amen. I believe in your wife. And we believe that Jesus is getting ready to do what he's never done in this house. This is the new model iPad I'll be preaching from tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter. Debbie and I have been going all around the nation. Last Saturday, we were in Botkins with Brother Eric Smith, and we taped 13 TV programs called Blessed Faith that are going on a local station and then going to go on a network across the nation. And we give Jesus all of the glory. How many of you will pray for that adventure of faith? Amen. It's the biggest step we've ever taken for Jesus. But the Lord is with us. Praise God. I said the Lord is with us. We start a tent meeting in Zephyr Hills in just a few days. And the power of God's going to fall. Amen. We're in Zephyr Hills a week from Sunday, starting the tent on a Tuesday night, and we'll go nearly 2 weeks. Then we go to Claremont, Florida, under the Holy Ghost tent, and Jesus will do mighty things. Hold your hand up and say, I believe the word. Say, the word is working mightily in me, and I have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church, and say, I'll never be the same again. I said, I'll never be the same again. I said, I'll never be the same again. In Jesus' name. The Bible says this is David and Jonathan meeting. David has been running for his life. Saul, the father of Jonathan, has just thrown a spear trying to kill his own son. And Jonathan said to David, whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee. Whatsoever. And we begin to read the story about how the arrows were beyond David, and him and Jonathan met and made covenant that their seed would always love one another and be protected from one another. Tonight, the Lord has given me a message for you, a message for this house on staying with the anointing. Staying with the anointing. Some of you had a Holy Ghost mother. She was anointed. You need to stay with what she taught you. Some of you were pulled out of the fire, and God's called you to stay with the anointing. We don't outgrow the anointing. We haven't gotten smarter than the anointing. We don't have a better idea than the anointing. Hallelujah. This is a magnificent structure because it's filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Brother Mark has come tonight with a word for you that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Thank God, God's moving in this place. There's an anointing to be a businessman, a businesswoman. There's an anointing to be a mother. There's an anointing to be a father. There's an anointing to be a teacher. There's an anointing to be a farmer. There's an anointing to be a mechanic. My God tonight knows what you need when you need it. And you have to stay with the anointing. Thank you for that one amen. Praise God. One and a half. But sometimes we get too smart. We figure out things. I hope I never figure out how to preach. I have to have his help tonight. Sometimes we get a good church and then we're like, well, we need to protect the church. We don't want to scare anybody. We don't want to make anyone think we're crazy. You know, it used to always be the tongue talkers were crazy. I want to ask you, does anyone think you're crazy tonight? If they don't, you may have slipped a little bit. Hallelujah. Does anyone say, ah, you're one of them, huh? Does anyone say, ah, really, you're too good to have a drink with us? You're Mr. Holier Than Thou. What is wrong with you? You ever been to one of them ecumenical breakfasts and they all want you to dumb down what you believe so you can be their buddy? But why don't you just before you have eggs and bacon say Shundaya, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus? They'll look at you like you've lost your mind. David had an anointing on his life. We love Jonathan. He's one of the greatest characters of Scripture. But Jonathan, we feel like hollering at him and saying, stick with the anointing. Stay with the anointed king. Stay with the one that has oil dumped on his head. I encourage you tonight to stick with the oil of gladness. Stick with the joy of the Lord. You can be young and be anointed. You can be a child and be anointed. You can be a father and be anointed. You can be an old man and have the touch of God on your life. Hey, we're going to do one of them DNA checks on you tonight. Amen. You know where you come from spiritually? There used to be a guy in Botkins that had a dirt floor church. Hallelujah. Used to be a guy in Botkins that had just a tiny little handful of people. And he'd be setting up extra chairs. And they'd say to him, how come you're doing that? We don't need all these chairs. You're not even filling the ones you got. Hallelujah. But he'd say, I'm expecting something. I want to announce tonight I'm pregnant. Hallelujah. I want to announce I won't be on the Discovery Channel. And believe me, I'm a man. But God planted something in my thy womb of faith. Hallelujah. And it shall be birth. You have not had the baby yet. Hallelujah. But God is getting ready to birth something in this house. And it's going to be bigger than you think, better than you think. And God's going to get the glory. Well, I've been struggling, Brother Mark. You're not anointed. Hallelujah. I've been so burdened. I've been weak and weary. I've been wondering how I'm going to make it. The anointing will cure that. Hallelujah. Amen. They got dope they can give you at the hospital that they could cut your leg off at both knees and you wouldn't feel a thing. I'm praying Jesus will anesthetize you tonight. He'll come praying you'll get the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, coming on you tonight. You'll say, devil, I'm not scared of you. You're scared of me. I have decided to go with the anointing. Hallelujah. Thank God you got anointed pastors. Amen. Thank God you don't have some dude up here with a backwards collar on and a long robe and a crucifix hanging on his neck. And we love everybody from every background. We love Catholics. We love Presbyterians. We love Nothingarians. We love Episcopalians. Praise God. But there is a new anointing coming to this house. God is stirring up the anointing. There's a quickening spirit coming on you. You're going to lay hands on the sick and they recover. You're going to prophesy. You're going to talk in tongues. You're going to cast out devils. Pastor Dosick, one night he was in that church, he was praying, and he said this ugly looking thing, it was the ruling spirit in that region. He saw it. He said it had a ring on its hand, and he said he bound that thing in the name of Jesus and told him he was bound. And he said in the spirit, there was a ring came off that thing and came on his hand in the spirit. Hallelujah. They went to the next service, and there were 70-some people there. Hallelujah. They went to the next service, and everything was different. Hallelujah. Something had broke in the spirit. We break poverty off you tonight. We break fear off you tonight. We break intimidation off you tonight. We break anything from your childhood off you tonight. Be anointed in the name of Jesus. I've been praying for you, Pastor. I've been praying for this church. And the Lord shows me, I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of a painful circumcision that some people have been through. I have someone I love and I know well that when they were 12 or 13 years of age, they had to be circumcised. And they let me know that the time to have that done is when you're 8 days old. Hallelujah. It's painful. I mean, the Bible. Jacob had a daughter, Dinah, that some of the Canaanites didn't treat her right. And her brothers said, well, you got to be circumcised if you want to marry him. And the second or third day when they were sore, those brothers killed them all. You hear that? That's a sign. Let that be a sign. He speaks the truth. Hallelujah. There's people out there that weird. But God, sometimes there's relationships that are circumcised. We don't live in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, it's the circumcision of the heart. And sometimes there's people that things happen. People backslide. Sometimes people part out of your life. And you're hurting, and you wonder why, and you wonder how. But I say to you, if you will allow the Holy Spirit and the cutting knife of the Holy Ghost to cut away anything in your heart that ought not to be there, the Lord will bless you.
I said, if your grandmother joins Hell's Angels motorcycle gang, don't you give up on God. Well, Sister McGillicuddy left the church. God hasn't fallen off the throne. Well, we thought that mighty man of valor wouldn't leave, but he's disgusted and fed up. Stick with the anointing. Stay with the Holy Spirit. Go with what God has given you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. And some of you that are listening here tonight, you may have got your eyes on people. Well, I've been hurt. Anyone here ever been hurt in church? If you haven't, just keep coming. Hallelujah. Just keep coming. Misunderstandings, things that happen, difficulties, problems. Thank you for those amens, but this mic's still on, but Jesus will cause you to get your eyes off people and to stick with the vision that God has given you. Pastor, I want to give you my testimony. The people I thought would help me never did, but God sent people to help me. I never dreamed they would help me. Oh, we're thankful for the quickening of God's Spirit. You see, God's getting ready, hallelujah, to take this place to another level. God's getting ready to promote you to another level. And even as David and Jonathan were knit together in a holy covenant, God wants you in covenant with people. Debbie and I are in covenant. Pastor and I are in covenant. Me and Pastor Dosick are in covenant. Amen. We didn't slit wrists and join our wrists together, but something happened in the spirit. Something's going to happen to you in the spirit tonight. God's not done blessing you. God's not done using you. God's doing a new thing here, and you're going to like it. And we're going to stay faithful and stick with the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't get my doctrine from other people's experience. Well, that guy, he's a good guy. He's not filled with the Holy Ghost. I guess the Lord doesn't want to fill me. Well, they're not saved. So I guess the Lord doesn't want to save me. No, God wants to save you. Well, you know, they're broke, busted, disgusted, and they're good people, so I guess the Lord doesn't want to bless me. Hogwash. Hallelujah. We stick with the word tonight. We stick with the anointing. We stick with the favor of God. What does the Bible say? Let's let this church be a Bible church tonight. It already is, but the Bible says you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues. The Bible still believes in the gifts of the Spirit, messages in tongues and interpretation and prophecy and the gift of healing and the laying on of hands. God tonight has more for you than you can even comprehend. But you got to reach out in faith and say, I'm going to stick with the anointing. Religion is works-based. Well, we've learned how to do it. We know how to make things happen. But tonight, I felt something in this music here that is anointed. I felt something in your pastor's voice tonight that is anointed. And I prophesy to you that if you will stay with the anointing, supernatural things will happen here. You ever been to one of them cafeterias and they've taken all the salt out of the food? It has no flavor. It just tastes like mush, and you don't even have to have teeth to chew it. Hallelujah. That's what a lot of churches are doing today. I mean, they're serving mush. But God, well, you know, we want to fit in. When Israel wanted to fit in with other nations, they were in trouble. This church shall be a city set on a hill. You're going to be different. You're not like every other pastor. You're not like every other church. Praise God, the anointing makes the difference. I was praying for you today, Pastor. And I saw these men. I don't believe it's your men, but they were dressing you. And they were putting armor on you. And it was long. You couldn't move right. It didn't fit you right. Putting armor on you. And it wasn't a blessing. And the Lord spoke to me that the enemy would like to put Saul's armor on you. Hallelujah. David was getting ready to fight Goliath, and the first thing they did, let's put Saul's armor on him. But oh, tonight we're not wearing Saul's armor. David spoke up and he said, I'm not wearing this because I have not proved it. He said, I've never killed anyone with this. He said, this sword is not my sword. The Lord would have you know that he's given you a slingshot. He's given you a quickening. He's given you a touch of God, and it works for you. Hallelujah. God has blessed you. God has taught you how to pray. God has taught you how to be in the Spirit. He's taught you how to cling to the presence of God and the anointing that he's put on you. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. I said he uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And here we are tonight. We brought our slingshots to the house of God, and we're going after it. Jesus is coming. Stir up the prophetic anointing that is on you. Stir up what anointing has been put on this house. Amen. I'm an evangelist. I'm a pastor's evangelist. I don't know anything about this church. I don't know anything about anything you've been going through, but I stand behind this sacred desk tonight and say, may the greatness of Only Believe in Kenton not be its choir, not be its building, not be the talent of its people, but may it be the quickening anointing and the fire of God that burns in these altars. Praise God, may this be a church where you can come in broke and go out blessed. You can come in sick and go out healed. You can come in addicted and leave quickened by the power of God Almighty. Though the world may think we're crazy, though some churches may think we're crazy, we are sticking with the anointed. David was anointed, and the anointing on him touched Jonathan. God is raising up mighty men here tonight, mighty women of God, and you shall go forth and do exploits for God. I know many churches, they used to be anointed, they've lost it. They used to fall out under the power, they don't do that anymore. I love people of all denominations, but what is happening in this church that someone from another denomination could come in and say, this is different than where we go? I speak tonight that the difference is going to amplify. I speak tonight that which God has called you to do that is unique is going to get better and bigger. Hallelujah. That which God has called you to do is going to get stronger. Hallelujah. Pastor, I know you do this, but go with the anointing. Sometimes God will tell you to do a little thing and it'll just blow the service wide open. Sometimes you'll have studied all week, oh, I've got this message, and the Holy Ghost will give you something different. Sometimes God will tell you to have a prayer line, and the anointing within you, the anointing that resides inside of you, shall lead this church into all truth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Into all truth. There'll be some people, and you'll meet them, and you'll say there's something about them that's wrong. That anointing will protect you. There'll be other people that you'll say there's something about them. We need to train them. They're going to be one of our leaders. Stay with the anointing. I was praying for this church today, and as I looked out over the crowd, I saw all of these men that looked like Philip Walker. All through the crowd. And the Lord let me know that those are your sons in the Lord. God is going to give you sons in the Lord. Now, a son, you can talk to him. You don't have to take 20 minutes. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. And listen, don't get the wrong idea, but, you know, we just, you know, now please don't let, you know, and here, let me put this ball in your mouth, even though you're 22 years old. A son you can speak to. My friend here, he's had hands laid on him many times, I'm sure. Hallelujah. He's a son. And sons, there's something special about sons and daughters in the Lord. Well, yeah, that's where we go. He's our preacher. Let him be your pastor. Amen. Open up your heart and let Jesus connect you here for the glory of Almighty God. And if the Lord moves you on someday, it'll be with your pastor putting his hand on your head and blessing you, and you'll be crying and say, I don't really want to go, but I know the Lord is calling me on. And they'll say, yes, go and expand the kingdom of God. Oh, the anointing is coming down on this house, and God is putting sons in this place. God is putting daughters in this place. God is putting people here that he wants to use in a powerful way. And if you've been wounded, if you've been hurt, get over it. Amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, get over it. Hallelujah. Turn to the other one and say, what's your problem? Hallelujah. Stay with the anointing. You can be so upset and mad and pray in the Holy Ghost and it'll lift right off you. Stay with the anointing. There's a slingshot for everyone here. There's a quickening of God's Spirit for everyone here. We give Jesus all the glory. We were in Urbana last night, and a little lady, she said to me, she said years ago in the storefront, you were walking up through the crowd, and you said, does anyone here have fibromyalgia? And she said, I raised my hand and said, yes, I do. And she said, you prayed for me, and the Lord healed me of fibromyalgia. She said, I was on medication, and Jesus healed me, and I don't take that medication anymore. Give Jesus a hand. That's what Jesus does. Praise God. I speak over this house things happening that you can't explain. I speak over this house, God doing supernatural things that you say, how did that happen? Jesus makes the difference. Amen. The same spirit, but different manifestations. Jonathan said, David, whatever you need, I'm going to do it. Whatever you want, I'm going to do it. We have to stay with the anointing. It makes the difference. An extraordinary anointing is in this house. But I want you to get this, to tap into that anointing, you have to be teachable. What's that word we all love? Teachable. Hallelujah. The four-year-old, I do it my way. I do it my way. Be teachable. Promotion is chasing you. Be teachable. teachable. Hallelujah. God is raising up a discipleship program here, and it's going to be powerful. You're all going to be taught. You're all going to grow. You're all going to work in the harvest of the Lord, and it's going to be wonderful. Jesus and the anointing makes the difference. The Lord would have me tell you, keep your eyes on souls, winning the lost. Nothing takes the place of winning souls. But do not back up off of the message. Hallelujah. What if we started preaching what they preached in the book of Acts? Everybody needs to get saved. Everybody needs to get baptized in water. Everyone needs to get filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues. And everybody needs to look for the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. God hasn't changed his mind on the book of Acts. He's coming soon. And God's going to use this church as a mighty diadem in the hand of the Lord. You shall be a blazing flame of fire. People are going to drive here from long distances to be in the anointing. I can't believe we're driving this far. We drove by several dead churches, but God wants us right here in Kenton. They're going somewhere. We thank Jesus for it. We're staying with the anointing. In Zephyr Hills, Florida, where we're getting ready to go, one night under the tent, the Holy Spirit moved in such a powerful way. This lady came into the tent and fell out on the grass, speaking in other tongues, shaking. Power of God on her. Someone said to me, "Do you know who that is?" I said, "I don't know who that is." They said, "That's the Baptist pastor's wife." Praise God. All of these, and we love the Baptists. All these young people came in, fell out on the grass, fell out under the power. And I found out they were from that church. The next night, their youth leader got up and wanted to say something. And I'm not making fun of him, but he said, "I'm not used to this. I didn't think this was real." Then he fell out. Do some of you good to fall out tonight. Hallelujah. Do some of you good to get drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight. You know, you used to dance for the devil till midnight, hallelujah, and then get beat around the shoulders and black eyes, and you'd go to work at 6 the next morning. I said, there's a quickening spirit that's in this place tonight. It'll set you free. It'll heal your body. It'll cast the devil out of you. It's not the spirit of man. It's not the spirit of religion. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last year, it hasn't been that many months, there was a beautiful young lady in one of our meetings. She's very close friends with my granddaughter. She had a club foot. Something was wrong with that foot. Jesus had us pray a simple little prayer, and I felt her foot move a little bit in my hand. And I found out days later, they said she's had 3 surgeries, but Jesus healed her foot under the tent. Hallelujah. Amen. She was scheduled for another surgery and doesn't have to have the surgery. That's what Jesus does. Jesus tonight is going to save you, set you free, and bless you. Jesus will get all of the glory. I said, Jesus will get all of the glory. I said, Jesus will get all of the glory. Amen. Say, I don't have to figure it out. Say, I don't have to have it all together. but I must be anointed. Raise your hands right now and say, I yield to that anointing. And the Holy Spirit is working mightily, mightily in me. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord is opening your heart. You're a good man, but you've closed your heart a little bit. You going to that marriage seminar this weekend? You need to go. Amen. Someone just might walk by you, and you say, really? There's something about her I can't explain. Hallelujah. Open your heart. The Lord's opening your heart. There's some things you're called to do here with your Father. The Lord is opening your heart. And it shall be powerful. It shall be mighty. Amen. The enemy's tried to talk you out of some things. Well, I guess that's not for me. I guess that's not God's will. I break that off you in the name of Jesus. Well, I've been hurt. I don't want to be hurt. Amen. You won't be hurt. You'll be happy. It's going to be good. I said, it's going to be good, son. I said, the Lord has something great for you. And you'll be happy. Amen. I believe there's somebody coming your way that's a little younger than you think, who is a little giddy, laughs. You think she's funny. You'll be blessed. Glory. Amen. 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 Pastor, the Lord has me minister to you tonight. And there's been some times where that your pastor has been hurting, and it's almost physically caused you pain. But tonight, the Lord is strengthening you. And in your body, there's a strengthening that's coming. Amen. Can you play that song, sister, about he saved me from myself and went out before I woke? I love that song. You know when you sung it tonight? Hallelujah. Just play it. And the Lord strengthens your body. And the Lord does something. I command a little bit of shortness of breath that sometimes you feel, ow, in Jesus' name. I sense a strengthening coming into you. Power, might, anointing, healing, and a quickening spirit. And the Lord shall use you to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're not getting older. You're getting more powerful in the spirit. Sometimes your legs don't feel as strong, but tonight there's a strengthening in them. Woo! Hallelujah. Blood pressure's right. I said your heart's okay. And you're strengthened tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's raise our hands.
I did was bad.
Sister Julia, stand up. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. You're in some kind of a transition. And don't settle. Don't settle. And just look at me a second. You're going to know what's the right thing because you'll have joy. Joy will come on you. Joy. In fact, I believe right now your head's telling you something and your spirit's telling you something different. Go with your spirit. Don't settle. Amen. You don't work cheap. You're blessed. You're anointed. Hallelujah. You're anointed. The fire of God is on you. The quickening of God's Spirit is on you. And we speak in Jesus' name that all the stress leaves you and that you are going to shortly have the desires of your heart. And we look forward to hearing good news. Good news. There's two or three people, too, that you can straighten them up. I don't know who that is, but you can talk with them. You can say that, come on. I'm going to cut that's not right. And do it. And they may not dance when you tell them, but the day will come where they'll say, yep, you're right. I knew it when you said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I love your singing. I hope I didn't make you feel bad, but these people, we're going to get a breakthrough here. This handsome man back here that looks like a young Clint Eastwood. Hallelujah. Come up here. I want to pray for you. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand right there. Raise your hands. If a fight breaks out here tonight, I'm going to get behind you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the devil, look at me, the devil stole some things from you, but God's going to give it back to you. Amen. There's been like a depression the enemy's tried to put on you. Can I tell that to leave? I command that to leave you in the name of Jesus. Oh! Hallelujah! Some kind of a legal situation. I don't mean you robbed a bank, but just something that you need dealt with. I speak that your attorney, the Holy Spirit, will fix that for you. And the Lord will work it out, and you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, the Lord shows me you're a great man, but you've got kind of some walls around you. The Lord's breaking down them walls, and there's some men of God, including pastor, that are going to get close to you and encourage you, and you're going to be a key man in this church. We thank Jesus for you. Amen. You got a financial need, and the Lord's working on that, too. Hallelujah. Praise God. We praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise your hands all over the church. Amen. We pray for the area of your prostate that Jesus ministers to that part of your body. Amen. I don't know if a doctor's ever talked to you about sleep apnea, but we command that to leave you tonight in the name of Jesus. And we speak that you're going to rest and you're going to have strength. Hallelujah. Sometimes you've been feeling a few things in your chest, but I speak that the Lord reaches right on the inside of you and heals that part of your body and ministers to you. Oh! Oh! In Jesus' name, be healed and be set free in the name of the Lord. One of your knees is worse than the other. But I speak that those knees tonight, that the swelling in one of the tendons goes, and that you'll say, there, I'm different. Something's happened to me. I'm free in Jesus' name. Free in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Can you take your glasses off a second? Amen. And I just speak to your eyes tonight. I see you got glasses, but it's almost like your prescription is messed up a little bit. And the Lord is healing those eyes tonight in Jesus' name and strengthening them in the name of the Lord.
Thou mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. The Lord raise you up. And the Lord bless you. And the Lord use you. And the Lord empower you. And the Lord strengthen you. Be fruitful and multiply. And be used of God like never before. And we praise God for you. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord anoint you in business. May the Lord anoint you in your work. May the Lord do things for you, and you say that door opened, that blessing came, and it's because of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You go to a public school or private school? Public. Amen. Amen. Shows me there's some young people in that school not treating you right. They're idiots. In the Greek, that's idios. Hallelujah. And I speak over you that you'll never try to please them. I speak over you that you'll never try to fit in with them. I speak over you that you're going to have money when they're broke. You're going to own things and they don't have nothing. Hallelujah. Because the anointing is on you. Now the Lord has given you a great mind. And you need to work on using it a little more. Hallelujah. Work comes easy to you. But the Lord says, if you'll let me anoint you in your studies, you'll be able to do anything you want to do, anything I tell you to do, and you'll never work for just wages. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There's a touch of God on this young man here.
Stand up.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Raise your hands. I break every strategy of the enemy off you. And I speak in the name of Jesus that God opens doors for you. Glory. Are you single? How old are you?
15.
Praise God. We bless this young man in the name of Jesus, and we speak God's favor over him.
Amen. I'm not saying this to be crude, but you're going to find the ladies like you.
Mary, a Canaanite, a Jezebel, something you got to drag to church. But God has someone set aside for you so that you can fulfill your destiny. And I speak over you, I lay hands over you in the name of Jesus, that the Lord shall keep you, the Lord shall protect you. Amen. Do you do sports? Come here, I want to pray for you. Amen. You look so rugged, you are. But there's some muscle somewhere you pulled, something in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love you, son. We're believing in you. Let's raise our hands all over this audience tonight. Amen. Let's raise our hands all over this audience. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and say, anoint me, Jesus. Say, put your spirit on me, Jesus. Say, I let go anything that's of the world, anything that's of the enemy. Some of you that are here tonight, you need to forgive somebody. You need to let something go. And Jesus is going to work mightily, mightily in you. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. The Lord's moving. Hallelujah. How many of you would raise your hand tonight and say, Brother Mark, if Jesus came tonight, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm right with God. Put your hand up and I'll see it. There's a hand. Somebody else, put your hand up. I'm not sure I'm saved. Something stands between me and God. Put your hand up and I'll see it. Amen. Somebody else, you say, I've drifted. I'm not born again. I need Jesus. Amen. That precious man that just, someone else, I'm waiting for someone. I've grown lukewarm, Brother Mark. I've grown cold. I'm not where I should be with the Lord. Put your hands up and I'll see him. There's other people raising their hands. I want that young man that raised your hand for salvation. Come down here and I want to pray with you. Come down here right now. Let me come. Give the Lord a hand. He's coming. Amen. Amen. Now I want you to pray this simple prayer with me. I call it the prayer of salvation. Say,
Heavenly Father,
save me. Forgive me of my sin. Say, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and I call on the name of the Lord, and I'm saved. Put, stomp your foot. Say, devil, you're under my feet. I feel like I want to do. Pastor told me to do this. I want to take an offering before I pray for all of you in a line. Praise God. You can stay up here with me if you want. Well, that one soul's worth driving from Maine. That one soul. I said something's happening in his life. I speak new friends over you. Bring them to church. Witness to them. It'll be wonderful. I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of this service, so we'll take an offering right now. I want you to grab your neighbor's pocketbook and obey the Lord. You do what Jesus tells you to do. If you're writing out a check, write it out to Only Believe Ministries. I remember one time Eric Smith. Does anyone know who he is? He's a wonderful man. Jesus has used him and Pastor to change my life. And there was a small group of us that were meeting Reinhard Bonnke. There probably was like 12 or 14 of us. And I'm not saying you need to do this tonight. There may be someone God speaks to do this tonight, but I'm not saying you need to do this tonight. But Brother Eric said to me, now when you go in to meet that great man of God, you need to give him about $1,000. I said, what do you say? He said, you need to give him about $1,000. Really? And he was being nice to me. He wasn't, could have not done it, but I went to Brother Bonnke's headquarters, and Eric didn't do anything wrong. He did what was right. You'll never be blessed without sowing. And when something moves you, when it leaves your hand, the harvest will move you when it comes back. I said, when something moves you, when it leaves your hand, it'll move you when it comes back. I saw Brother Bonnke's headquarters in the Orlando area. And you know what my thought was, Pastor? My thought was, I need this $1,000 a whole lot more than he does. Hallelujah. But I went up to him, and I'm not talking about buying God's blessing. I'm not doing that. But I went up to have my picture taken with him. And I said, here, I want to give you this for your ministry. And I felt a joy in doing it. That weekend, we were preaching in Florida
in a storefront. A little storefront. And the first night I gave an altar call, 35 or 6 people come up to get saved. I was like, that weekend, 70 people give their heart to Jesus. I personally prayed with them, and it was right after I sowed that seed. I'm telling you, something came on me. Something changed my life. I made a decision that I was going after souls, and God let me sow into the greatest soul winner probably of his generation. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what is your part in this offering? Can I tease you a little bit? Would someone say yes? Thank you. If you're getting two numbers, the bigger one is the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But ask the Lord what he would have you to sow. Do you know if Jesus didn't speak to people, we couldn't do what we're called to do. But he speaks to people. And I pray tonight that the Holy Spirit will talk to you. And is it all right if I pray that God blesses you? Is it all right if I pray that everything that leaves your hand tonight, that God will give it back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over? Everybody that will sow a good offering, we're going to give you a chicken after church, and you can have your own eggs. Hallelujah. Just joking. I said there's a recession coming on parts of this nation, but I speak that it shall not come nigh you and shall not come nigh this church. If you'll stay with the anointing and stay with sowing seed in good soil, you'll never lack for anything. Amen. I didn't think I'd say this, and I'm not bragging, but Pastor Dosick used to come preach for us in the inner city of Patterson. And I'd see Eric off to the side. Now, them hotel rooms are on your card, right? And I'd say, I want to give you this rubber check and hold it for a little bit. And then the offerings weren't as much as I wanted to sow. And I would say, here, take this, these two checks or something. I'll be in touch with you. And we stretched. And Jesus supernaturally blessed us. Hallelujah. Jesus helped us. Now, I don't believe in auctioneering an offering. I'm not everybody needs to give the $57 seed. It's between you and the Lord. But you do whatever Jesus tells you to do. You know, last year in Florida, I went to the movies. And they wanted, I got popcorn and two things of soda. And they wanted $18.50. And I said, I'm going to start preaching against movies. Hallelujah. Well, you're not at the movies here tonight. But I want to speak a blessing over you. And you do whatever Jesus tells you to do. And thank you for sowing. Raise your hands. Raise your seed up tonight. I speak a blessing over gift and giver tonight. And I pray that every person that sows here tonight, that shortly they'll get a good deal, a raise, something will come back to them. And that Holy Spirit, you'll remind them that you have rewarded them for their faithfulness in sowing. Their faithfulness in sowing. Hold your hand up and say this with me. Say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. And the seed I sow, say it again, the seed I sow is bigger than any debt that I owe. And the God of more than enough
is coming into my life. I'm blessed. I'm anointed to prosper. And I joyfully sow a seed tonight. Amen. Thank you for helping us with TV and going to Florida. And we just bless you for it in Jesus' name. And what I'd like to have you do, if you'd do it, I wish you'd come sow a seed. And whether you give something or not, I wish that you'd start coming this way and just let me put my hand on you and bless you. Praise God. We just want to put a little tattoo on you. Stay with the anointing. Praise God. Amen. But something can happen to you in the spirit as we pray. And if you want us to pray for you, come down. And if you're sick, come down. And we'll pray that Jesus will supernaturally stir. Let's wait just a second. Hallelujah. The fire hovers over this place. Even as the wind and the natural is blowing, the wind of the Spirit's blowing over this house. I'm blowing people to this church. I'm blowing finances into this place. I'm blowing a quickening of the Spirit into this place. And all who are hungry, all who can hear the voice of the Spirit calling you, shall gather and pray and believe me. Take a step of faith, and the Lord will bring people in here from the north, south, east, and west. Don't look to man, but look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And tonight, shake off discouragement. Shake off the fear of man. Shake off your past and arise under the anointing, a fresh anointing. For your hour has come. Glory. 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 I can't see much with these lights, but it looks, feels like there's a big dove. He's coming this way, and we thank Jesus for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you play this song? It's only got three chords. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. F, can you try F? I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. And obey the Lord and come. And then let us pray for you. Got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Play something the Lord tells you, sister. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come this way, and we're going to pray for you tonight.
Pastor Jerry, go home and put all the ministries on the table. All of them. Trim some. Start new ones. But everything's on the table. And that which has a flow to it, go with it. In Jesus' name. Everybody stand to your feet tonight. And I want to ask you to do something all day tomorrow. I want you to start thanking God for things like you never have before. Raise your hand. If you have a peanut butter sandwich, say, "This is the best peanut butter sandwich I've ever had." Thank Him you don't live in North Korea. Say amen. Thank Him you got a car. Thank Him that you're blessed going in and you're blessed going out. And ask Jesus to help you in everything you do. Say, "Lord, I want your anointing in everything I do." Pastor, I love you so much. Thank you. How many of you will pray for us in the days ahead? Amen. See Debbie in the back.
Praise God. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank God for a great night, and take that word and let it get in your spirit, because God has been good. Amen. And don't forget that there's books out there, and that you want to pick up those books and read them, and God will bless you. And just thank you for being here tonight. God bless you, and have a good evening. Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap.